Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd and Katie.
Yay.
Hi.
Katie Rutherford is the executive director of the Franny Peabody Center. It's peabodycenter.org.
Yes, that's correct.
Franny Peabody, kind of a hero in the, not just in the HIV community, but the healthcare community, the LGBTQ plus community, and that's the namesake of the Peabody Center. But today is World AIDS Day. So it's something that it does not feel like as big a deal as it used to be, even 5 years ago. But it's still kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it continues to be, a significant epidemic globally. And so World AIDS Day is kind of an opportunity for us to take a pause and remember those we've lost to HIV and AIDS and sort of renew our commitment to ending the epidemic, making sure people are aware of their status and getting connected to the care that they need. So that's really something that we try and focus on this day.
And prevention is the number one thing.
Key,
I mean, to stopping AIDS,
yes.
Is preventing the transmission of HIV, which is easier than ever. You can take a pill.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about this, making sure people are getting tested frequently. There's a daily prevention pill, almost when you think of birth control and taking a pill every day. It's very similar for HIV. And there's also a prevention pill if you have been exposed to HIV. It's called post-exposure prophylaxis.
Oh.
And then being on treatment and being adherent to those medications if you're living with HIV can lower the level of the virus to a point where it's undetectable and you can't transmit HIV. So there are so many stages of prevention. We really have all the tools. It's really about fighting the stigma. And making sure that people have access to that care.
We've done this for many years. We didn't do it last year, but we've taken HIV tests on the show for on World AIDS Day for like 5 or 6 years. And it's something that's so funny. Like Kelly and I are both in monogamous relationships, long-term relationships. You know, we've both been tested in the past, but there's still something nerve-wracking about taking an HIV test.
Yeah.
It's always, you always feel those nerves. I'm sure a lot of people have experienced that with COVID too. I mean,
sure. Oh yeah.
It's kind of
sure.
Like, especially with the frequency of that, you always kind of have that anxiousness. So,
yeah.
So it's important to go through the process.
And you know what? I hate to say it, but part of it is, it's not only the concern that you're getting something that doesn't have a cure. It can be treated, but HIV still does not have a cure. I mean, I guess you could argue that if you can become undetectable and you can't transmit it and you don't have any, health concerns, then it's almost a cure, but you still technically have the virus.
Yes.
So I think it's a combination of it being uncurable, but also the stigma of it. And you don't want to be a person who says, oh yeah, I'm positive. As terrible as that is, that's a stigma that we still need to work on erasing. Because it in the same way that, you get a cold. It doesn't mean you were being risky. Sometimes you just get a cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and we have so many advocates that are very visible and vocal about their status. And it's so important in terms of education and just being aware of what's going on and what you can do to take care of yourself and each other.
Yeah. Peabodycenter.org if you want to find out more about testing. And you can now do a test kit at home. So Katie brought in, we're talking to Katie Rutherford from Franny Peabody Center for World AIDS Day, and she brought home test kits. So you can, it's like those home COVID tests.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They're the over-the-counter FDA-approved home HIV test kits. Super, super accurate. Comes with instructions. They're a little bit expensive if you get them over-the-counter. So the great part about this is that you can call us to get a test kit mailed to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or you can schedule a test with us in person. We are doing safely distant COVID tests, HIV testing.
Yeah. So, and it's, I mean, it really is, it's just a little swab. There's no blood or anything, It used to be you had to get the little thumb prick and all that, and now it's just evolved. It looks, and it's like brushing your teeth.
Super easy, 20-minute results.
So there's like
20 minutes, that's great.
Yeah. So it's a little test stick.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Am I going on Instagram?
Oh, yeah,
we should
go on Instagram Live.
There's so many moving parts.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you know what? I'll do it first.
Okay.
So we can put it on Instagram Live. So if you want to follow Coast931 on Instagram.
All right.
And then and I'll show you how easy it is because I guess I should read the directions.
I'll take you through it.
It's so easy. Here's what happens.
It's so easy. Yeah, guess what? I'm negative. Well, okay, that's because you spilled the stuff all over the place. But so you take the little test stick.
Yeah.
And I'll do that.
Yep.
Well, hold on. Wait till.
All right.
So we're on Coast931 on Instagram if you want to give us a follow.
I put my phone off silent. Nobody call me. So angry.
Yeah, because all the calls Kelly gets during the show.
It's constant. Okay, we're checking connection.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
I know.
We're now live.
Hello!
Wow.
You know what's funny?
Say hi, Katie.
Is we've been live on the radio this whole time, but there was more prep for the Instagram live.
I know.
Okay, so this is here. I'll show you the little thing, and this comes in. It's a pretty nice little kit.
Yeah, it's like a little plastic briefcase that you get with all the instructions. And
it is awesome. I'm going to come over here. See, everybody, look at how great it is.
Yeah.
This is like legit.
Okay, so I take the thing out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and I have to unscrew this, right?
Oh, yep.
So I unscrew my little vial.
Like, pop it off.
Okay.
Just pop it? Yeah.
Oh,
don't spill it.
Clip it into that little spot where it stands.
Put it right there, my little stand.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so then this is the swab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do I tickle my brain with this?
So you want to get a nice clean swipe on your top gum and your bottom gum? Doesn't
I don't have
matter.
To pee on it or anything?
Not
on Instagram Live. Gross.
Okay. There I go like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Like that.
There's the
same
top.
Thing on the bottom.
Good.
Don't have those fake teeth pop out. Just kidding.
Done?
Yep. And then you just stick it right in there.
Oh.
And then give it 20 minutes. It'll develop.
Just
you'll
let
see
it sit there?
You'll see a control line. Everyone's familiar with this now because of COVID testing. But
yeah.
You'll see a control line come up. That means the test worked properly.
Okay.
And then any reactive line would also pop up in 20 minutes. And then if you're getting the test from us, it comes with our phone number. We want people to call us. We can help them
right
from
there
if anything comes up reactive.
And it's this is such a reminder of the importance of knowing your status. Isn't it like one in five? Is it still one in five? How many people who are positive don't know?
Yes. I think it is still one in five. One in five people who are living with HIV are not aware of their status.
It's still that high.
Wow.
And that's the thing is if you don't know, you can't treat yourself. You can't take care of yourself. And you can't make sure that you're not, giving it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing is... They always say knowing is half the battle. Something like that.
Know your
but
status.
It really is, important to know your status. So, yes, we talk about this on World AIDS Day, but it is something that exists year round. And it's an important reminder that you should get tested, especially if you had unprotected sex or who else should be thinking right now, oh, maybe I should go get a test or call up for anybody.
If you've never had a test, we always recommend that everybody get a test no matter what. But certainly there are specific risk factors if you're having unprotected sex, if you are having sex with a partner who is aware of their HIV positive status and you haven't been tested. Injection drug use is another risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
So really just making sure that everybody is aware and go take a test. If you're worried about it, give us a call. And then we also do HIV case management. We have housing support for people living with HIV, behavioral health services. So any questions, really, just reach out.
And it's all anonymous.
Yep. Everything's anonymous, confidential. We really just want to make sure that people have what they need.
Yep. AIDS is still a thing in a lot of parts of the world. It doesn't have to be here in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't. It's very easy to get a test and to take care of yourself if you're positive. And we're working on the stigma, so that you can say, oh, yeah, I'm HIV positive.
Told you.
What was that? Someone called?
No, someone was at my front door. Told you. This is where I'm going.
Kelly's
we're
a
all
stalker.
Done.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So for peabodycenter.org.
Yes.
And you can request a home test. They'll ship it right to you.
Yep. In a discreet package.
Yeah.
We'll get it right to you right away. We do have a candlelight vigil tonight. At 5 p.m. at Coffee by Design on Diamond Street. We're very grateful to them for hosting. And Dr. Nirav Shah is going to be our speaker.
Awesome.
It's the first time we've been together for the candlelight vigil since 2019. So we're really looking forward to that and taking some time with each other. So please join us if you can.
Yeah. And a chance to hang with Dr. Shah, too.
Yes.
We love him.
Yeah, we're excited.
Do me a favor and ask him an uncomfortable question. That's my favorite thing to do with him.
I know.
Every time we have him on the show, I try to ask him something that'll make him blush, and it's impossible.
I know. He's good.
It's a challenge. Yeah. Okay. Katie, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Peabodycenter.org. And then the info about the candlelight vigil is on there, too.
Yes.
That's at 5 o'clock, you said?
Yep, 5:30, remarks begin. And then all week at the Equality Community Center, we have a piece of the AIDS quilt.
Oh,
which
wow.
Is very moving. So.
Of the actual AIDS quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
National Memorial quilt, yeah. So peabodycenter.org has all the info for sure.
Okay. World AIDS Day. We'll keep marking it until we get rid of it.
Yeah.
And you can be a part of that. You can find out more at peabodycenter.org.